As with most features in Word, there can be many different ways to accomplish one task. For example, opening a document in Word can be done from the menu bar, the standard toolbar, the Getting Started pane, or even from the keyboard. For this lesson, we'll use the standard toolbar to open a document to experiment with various ways to view or display a document. So let's move up to our standard toolbar to find our Open button right here. And as we hover over it, you'll notice it does say Open. So let's give it a click. And what we're going to do is navigate to the Getting Started folder. Now, if you have a premium subscription or you're using the CD-ROM, you'll have access to these exercise files. You may have copied them to your desktop or to your Documents folder, so you'll have to navigate to the appropriate folder to find the Getting Started folder and to find our file. Now, if you don't have the exercise files, don't worry about it. You can still learn a lot just by following along with me and watching what I'm doing. So with our file dkadvert2.doc highlighted, we have some options now for opening. And in the Open dialog box, you'll notice that I have some icons down the left, a toolbar across the top, and some options down across the bottom of my screen. Word documents by default, when they're saved, end with a DOC extension. So we know that this is a Word document that we're about to open. As I move down to the Open button, you'll notice that just to the right there is a little tiny triangle here for a drop-down, and as I click on this, I have some options for exactly how I'm going to open this document. Obviously, right at the top is simply opening the file. If I want to open it as read-only, in other words, I don't want to be able to make edits to it, make any mistakes about this document, I can choose read-only, and all I'm doing is, obviously, reading the document only, not making edits. I can also open it as a copy. If I don't want to mess up anything about the original document, opening it as a copy will force me into filing it and giving it a new name other than DKAdvert2. Now, if there are problems with my file, I can open and repair it. I don't have any problems. We're just going to click the Open button to open this file. And here we've got a document that tells us that looks like we're affiliated with the DK Dental Clinic. In fact, this course will have our students assume the role of a dental assistant working at the DK Dental Clinic. Now, this clinic provides a variety of dental services for its clients, and you as the dental assistant, or us as the dental assistants, will be responsible for creating letters, memos, policies, and procedure documents, brochures, even reports for the dentists and patients of the clinic. So let's get started. We have a number of different ways to view this document, and if we move down to the bottom left-hand corner of our screen, where we have our View buttons, you'll notice that by default, this middle button is highlighted, and it is what we call the Print Layout View. I'll get to that in a bit, because we're going to move over to the very far left and click Normal View. Now, in the Normal View, you can see that all of a sudden our document seems to have expanded, and we've lost the ruler down the left, and a couple of things have changed on our screen. Now, in the Normal View, which is normally the default, we've simplified the layout choices so that we're viewing text and formatting for typing and editing a document quickly. The next button over in our View buttons is our Web Layout View. Now, you may not know this, but you can create web documents right here from within Word. So your document will look as it would if it were in a web browser. What does that mean? Well, what's going to look like is one long page. It's not going to have any page breaks. And text and tables will wrap around so that they'll fit in the window. The next View button we have at the bottom of our screen is the Print Layout View. So we'll give that one a click. And this looks very much different. We'll work in the Print Layout View to see how text and graphics and other elements will be positioned on the printed page. So this view is very useful for editing headers and footers, or adjusting margins, and for working with columns and drawing objects. The next View button at the bottom is the Outline View. Let's give that a click. Now, the Outline View is a little bit different. We work in the Outline View to look at the structure of a document and to move, copy, and reorganize text by dragging headings. In the Outline View, you can collapse a document to see only the main headings, or you can expand it to see all the headings and even body text. Now, it doesn't really apply to this document, but you'll notice that we do have some little buttons here going down the left-hand side of our screen. And like I said, it would be easy if I wanted to move this paragraph down here by clicking and dragging. That is our outline view. The last view that we're going to look at is brand new to Microsoft Office Word 2003, and it's down here called the Reading Layout. When I give it a click, my view has changed significantly. You'll see right at the top of the screen, I'm at screen 1 of 4, and over on the right-hand side, I've got screen 2 of 4. And the reading layout is designed to make reading documents on the screen a little more comfortable. In this mode, Word removes distracting screen elements such as extraneous toolbars, and Word also uses your computer's screen resolution settings to size the document for optimum readability. And this reduces eye strain. Now, we're free to edit the document in this view, however, it's not how the document will look when it's printed.